Okay, I guess I'm a typical American because I like football, baseball, basketball. Now, luge, bobsled, slope-style halfpipe, not as much. But like millions of others, there's something about the Winter Olympics that drew me in to watch sports that I know little about. It's because of the drama. The world's best on the world stage with much of their life invested in what will only be minutes of their life. Giving it all for the glory of winning, yeah, or the agony of losing. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the winning way to handle losing. And that's part of what I saw, and I specifically remembered from the games that were in Russia at Sochi. Stinging setbacks, bitter disappointments, but there were examples of how to handle it. Number one, know the difference between what you do and who you are. No one was the face of Team USA in those Olympics more than snowboarder Shaun White. He had 2 gold medals in the halfpipe, a 3rd win, and he'd have made history. He didn't win anything. No gold, no silver, no bronze. But in the midst of what had to be a crushing disappointment, he did have some helpful perspective for all of us who'd watched a dream slip away. He said, "This is just one part of who I am. A big part, but I want to be more than just that." Well, there's all the difference in the world between I failed and I'm a failure. Yeah, you see, you may have fallen short athletically or academically or at work or even more significantly in a major life relationship. But I've failed doesn't mean I'm a failure. You aren't what you do. You are your character. You are your God-given worth, which has nothing to do with your performance. No setback, no broken dream can rob you of you unless you let it. Here's another lesson. Look for the lesson and move on. Skier Bodie Miller knew that glory, 5-time Olympic gold medalist. But in Sochi, he finished 8th in the men's downhill. In the midst of disappointment, one reporter said he painfully dissected what went wrong. Yeah, well, Ecclesiastes 7:14 in the Bible says, when times are good, be happy. When things are bad, consider. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll tell you, when I've messed up, there's always lessons to learn. And those lessons can, if I'll man up to the responsibility, keep me from messing up again. Learn the lesson. Don't dwell on failure. One woman's cross-country star who was expected to medal for the USA said this after finishing as an also-ran. I'm just going to put today in a box and move on to the next one. Number 3 lesson. Look where you're going and not where you've been. Aaron Hamlin had just won the Olympic gold medal in Sochi in singles luge, and she'd been a favorite to do that in Vancouver before. She was out of medal contention after the first heat, unfortunately. But after her most recent appearance in the Olympics, she said, I was really disappointed, and I knew that's not how I wanted to end my Olympic legacy, and it was super motivating. I like that. See, dwelling on the past can be futile, can't be changed. The future, yet to be written. And now our word for today from the Word of God that nails that down. Here's how God wants us to look at our life. Forget the former things, Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? See, God's in the business of erasing the sins and the failures and the mistakes of our past. He's the Lord of new beginnings. We know that because in the same chapter, he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more. Do you know how that miracle happens in a human life? It happens because Jesus Christ died for those very sins so they could be forgiven. And then he walked out of his grave so he could walk into our lives today and change what only he can. He's there to begin a life-changing relationship with you today. We'll show you how if you go to our website. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. It's always a big deal when a child or grandchild gets to the weight where they can turn their seat around in the car. They don't have to look where they've been. They can look where they're going. That's what Jesus does to a life. It'd be all eyes on where you're going because he's forgiven that path. So it's a great, great way to live.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.